Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with our discussion of the mission from heaven that has been established in our day by the Great Mother of God. And of course, we're speaking of Our Lady's mission at Bayside, the Lords of America. Her mission, as always, is to bring mankind to the true knowledge of her Son, who is Christ. Because, unfortunately, the true knowledge of Christ has been lost in these latter days. Most people today, if you were to take a survey, do not believe that Christ was God himself, the maker of the world. Many believe that he had brothers and sisters, or that he was subject to crooked human passions and temptations. And the reason that they hold to these errors is because they don't hold to the Blessed Virgin. We need her power and her intercession in order to have the proper vision of Christ. She brings us to the true knowledge of Christ. And we even see this in Holy Scripture. We refer to John chapter 2, the marriage feast of Cana, to which the Blessed Virgin and her son were invited. And Mary turned to her son and said, "They have no wine." And he said to her, "Woman, what is that to me and to thee?" But she very confidently turns to the waiters and says, "Whatsoever he tells you to do, do it." You see, she had this whole thing sewed up. This was her arrangement. And he turned right around then and changed the water into wine. Now, this was most significant because this was Christ's first public miracle. This was the first time in Holy Scripture where Christ showed us that he was God himself in person, a miracle worker. This was a major revelation for the world, but the point being that this all came through Mary's intercession. She wanted him to show the world his powers, and so for her, he did just that. And this is the second luminous mystery that we contemplate in the Holy Rosary, namely, that the knowledge of Christ's divinity comes to us through Mary's intercession. This is the moral of the story, in other words, the lesson. And we see Our Lady maintaining this same role today in the Bayside message. On May 26, 1979, Our Lady said, "My Son rose from the grave, both body and soul, and he ascended into the kingdom of God, but he is God, and you shall not deny his divinity in the Godhead. All who do are deluded by Satan and shall be called false prophets." On August 4, 1979, she said, "My Son is the Messiah. My Son has been upon earth, and he shall return again as he ascended." And of course, this subject of the Second Coming is a very timely one, which we're going to be discussing in detail next week. So stay tuned for that. But right now, we're going to hear another inspiring testimonial. This is our President Michael Mangan interviewing Dr. Manuel and Grace Fernandez on the Sacred Grounds. And they're going to relate now the beautiful graces that have come their way through Our Lady's intercession at Bayside.
Hello, David, and to all of our listeners. And I'm here on the sacred grounds at Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help a Mother's Shrine. And I'm in the midst of about 350 pilgrims. And as a matter of fact, this evening reminds me of a beautiful summer's night in Miami, Florida, which brings us to the attention of our guests this evening, David, Dr. Manuel and Grace Fernandez. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
Very good. And Grace?
Hi, Michael.
And Doctor, let me ask you first, how will you both, how were you introduced to the messages of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside?
Well, about 1985, while I was working in the emergency room in Miami, Florida, I was introduced by a Filipino nurse that showed me the message of Our Lady, and that's the first encounter that I did have.
And what was your reaction? Did you show it to your wife, Grace? Did you believe right away? Were you a skeptic? Or your thought? What your immediate thoughts?
My immediate thought that these messages were familiar to me, because something similar, like in Spain with Garabandal, also mystic in Italy, and it looked like something very serious, and it worked like in a mystic phenomenon to me, like impregnated into my soul. I can't explain it, but...
Interesting. And Doctor, if we could just back up a little bit, you mentioned Spain, and of course, you did your studies in Spain, I understand.
I went to Spain, and I continued my study of medicine in Santiago, in Galicia, Spain, where I finished in 1967.
In 67. And when were you board certified and licensed in America?
In Florida, I became licensed to practice after my regular training that you have to go through here in 1971.
1971. So you've been practicing for, this is your 31st year.
Yes, indeed.
In your specialty?
My specialty is emergency medicine and general practice.
David, I mentioned these credentials because I'm leading up to an interesting question, interesting point, I should say. Dr. Manny's wife, Grace, was the recipient of a tremendous cure at Bayside. And could you comment on that, Grace?
Okay. After a trip to Lourdes, it was like a turnabout. I just started to believe. And I was working with the group of Baysiders in Miami for about 3 months. I was translating messages into the Spanish. And one night, I was feeling something strange while I was writing the message. And when I touched my right breast, I found something very big. And I started crying. Then I knelt beside my bed. And I put my mind in God and passed almost all my night praying, crying, all night kneeling.
Apparently, Grace, you knew immediately what this was.
Well, of course, because something that appeared just suddenly is not going to be good. And since they performed the test, it was November 13 that they start doing the first mammographies, and it appeared to be a tumor of 2.5 centimeters with calcification in the inside and very suspicious to neoplasm. So the doctor wanted to perform the biopsy and probably the surgery completely, immediately, I mean. And I said, no, doctor, I have to go some place, especially some place before.
Let's back up a little bit, Grace. So you got that dreaded diagnosis that women fear, which is
neoplasm in the right breast.
Which in layman's terms is breast cancer.
Cancer is the term.
Breast cancer, yes.
So I came to the video of the Immaculate Conception in 1985. I was supposed to have the surgery on the 12th of December. And a friend, Baysider, told me in Miami, don't worry, you are in the hands of Our Lady. So I came here to Bayside, and during the night, when I returned to my hotel, I told my husband, I don't have the tumor. And he says, I can't believe it. You are going to see your doctor when you return to Miami. He couldn't believe me.
Why did you say that, Grace? Now, did you feel some warmth or electricity or something?
It was completely visible and touchable. It was something very exterior. I mean, you can see it. It was like
a lump. Is a lump, hard in nature, protruding from the outer surface of the breast. And it was very noticeable. And all of a sudden, she started saying, maybe the tumor sink. He said, no, don't talk like me that way. There is not such a thing. Don't try to make it up anything strange to me. I mean, and you're going to see your doctor. And she said, nobody's going to touch me unless he examines first, because she was scheduled for surgery directly.
Now, doctor, did you examine your wife when she came home from the vigil?
No, I refused to do that because I was very upset, because I didn't want to believe that the tumor sunk or disappeared just all of a sudden.
So you're a typical doctor, man. Dr. Manny.
My God, you can imagine. I came with a lump to the video, and after the video, the same day, the lump was disappeared, completely disappeared.
So when you got back to the hotel, the lump had disappeared. Entirely and completely.
Entirely. And before to come into the vigil, this is very important. My doctor in Miami make...
He performed a very thorough physical examination. Then he was confused and disturbed.
So it's like no one's really believing this, and they need test after test to say, wait a second, am I seeing what I'm, or am I not seeing what I should be seeing? And
he was disturbed, and then he said, well, we're going to repeat. I am a scientific man. I wanted to repeat the test. So my wife went back to the Baptist Hospital, where she has all of these tests again. The tumor and all the evidence of malignancy, the calcification in the tumor. This is a situation of fibrocystic disease, but the calcification inside the tumor that target some characteristic of malignancy, they were disappeared.
So in layman's term, all the bad stuff was gone.
All the bad stuff were gone.
And the lump was gone.
And the lump were gone, and she didn't feel anymore. There was no trace of such things anymore.
So if you were to see it with your naked eye, Grace or Dr. Manny, you would not notice what you had noticed a few days before?
That's correctly. That's what you say.
What was your reaction, Grace? You must have been ecstatic.
Well, I was shocked with Manny's reaction first, because I came here to ask for the cure. And just after that, I knew that my husband was coming here just to ask that the surgery was realized well, and that I have all the other things. But I came here to ask for the cure.
You asked for the...
surprise that I was completely answered so fast. But that was my experience in Bayside. I had that experience for 17 years. Every time that our Lord answered to me, he answered instantaneously. When I asked something, I had many, many trials and tests during these 17 years. You cannot imagine how many. I had trigeminous neuralgia in my face. I had this arm was paralyzed for about 8 months, and I have a beautiful picture here in the grounds. Our Lady is on my arm. And I was cured. I mean, my arm was released. And that arm was like this for 8 months.
I just have to back up a little bit. I thought that was cute, Grace, that you said that your first visit here, you were looking for the cure. And, of course, Dr. Manny's just looking for a successful surgery. And I guess, as they say in Spanish, you were looking for the whole enchilada.
That's right.
But I couldn't. I never had the experience of this miraculous cure, because I heard many things like that, because I come from a Catholic school, a Mary's Brother school in Cuba, where a lot of testimonial of miracles and things like that, but I never thought that the Lord is going to confront me with a miracle, in front of my eye.
Much less your wife. And that's what I want to ask you, Doctor. Now, obviously, being a medical and scientific man, your wife was a beneficiary of a massive cure. I mean, do you agree? Your explanation, if there is one.
There is no explanation of any other, because you don't have... the only way that you have this thing disappear is by a miraculous action of the Lord through the Holy Spirit, through the intercession of the Blessed Mother. And there is no other way that this tumor would be disappeared except by the intervention of the general surgeon that would do the operation. And
well, the tests, you already have documentation or tests that prove that it was malignant.
The radiological aspect of the tumor and the location of the tumor by statistic and by radiological feature, they point out that was with highly degree of malignancy. So the only thing to test the thing, the biopsy, thank God it was not necessary, because the tumor disappeared completely, vanished.
It vanished, and of course the fact is, you were scheduled for the 12th of December for surgery, and you never had it.
Never had it.
I mean, maybe some of your critics are going to say maybe this is hysteria or emotionalism. Your comment, Doctor?
Peers that I spoke with, these they can't buy this. They just don't believe it.
Doctor, what was the comments of the attending physician of your wife, Grace?
Well, after 2 years, we want to check this out again. We went back to the same doctor, and after he did the regular tests for the breast, and they were clean, we asked to write the letter for the Holy Father in Rome. We want that these things be known, of course, because we have an obligation to do testimonial of what happened. This is for the everybody to know that they also could be entitled to the same grace that, that we have.
Certainly.
This is not our own treasure.
You're absolutely right, Doctor.
No, but we want, the, you know, to have documentation by the Holy Church.
Did the doctor agree?
He were Protestant, but he agreed with that. He did a beautiful, short, but very specific testimonial of the letter.
Which in some states...
They said that there was very interesting case that there was a lesions there and there was not anymore. That was amazing for him. And but he didn't have no scientific explanation for the result.
So, there's not, and Dr. and Grace, 17 years later, is there's no hint of breast cancer?
No, not at all.
Never again, never again. And I thought, well, for whatever God does, is permanent. I mean, because that's the way it is, the miracle. When God touched you, that's it, that's a miracle.
Dr. Manny and Grace, you're both very educated people. I mean, doctor, obviously, as a doctor, you're educated, you're bilingual. Manny, Grace, you have your master's degree from the University of Louvain in Belgium. You were studying urbanism or city planning. And now, obviously, you've been the beneficiary of some great cures here, but it's been said so many times that apparitions and shrines like this are for the simple-minded, maybe for those who have little or no education at all. What's bringing you back for 17 years? And you come here 2, 3, 4, 5 times a year from Miami. Doctor?
Well, we are created to the image. Image and likeness of our Lord. When the Lord touched you, he touched an uneducated or highly educated, you receive the graces the same way, with the same quality, and the same love.
Grace, your comments.
Yes, in Cuba, I was a Marian congregated. It's a lay association that was blessed by Pius XII. The Marian congregations, and I belong to one of them. In the University of Louvain, I received some education more deeply in religion, but it was not, even that I was really educated in religion, it was not until I arrived to Bayside, to the grounds, that all that education came through deeply inside myself. I mean, I understood well what I received through the words in different centers of education. And let me tell you, since I came here for the first time, I don't find a way to stop coming. I don't find a way. I have a phrase that is a very common. We have to go to Bayside because we have to recharge batteries. When
right.
You're feeling a little, you know, flax in yourself because all the problems that you have to come over here and stay one night praying, because, and then when I go back to my home, I feel another person.
This is a place that we call an oasis of graces that we need today, especially in this type of world that we're living.
The prayers rising up to heaven here are prayers for peace. This shrine is really a wonderful witness of the goodness in the world, of people who are praying for peace, who are offering up their sacrifices and their prayers to Almighty God and to our Blessed Mother in hopes of bringing about a better, a safer, and a more secure world and a better place to live. So I think kudos to the good people here.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to Dr. and Grace Fernandez, concerning the stupendous cure that she received from breast cancer. As Manny said, what happened to his wife can also happen to you as well. All you have to do is write to us, because we include in the packet that we send you a rose petal that has been blessed by Jesus and Mary that has attached to it the power of cure and conversion. There is no cost to receive this information, but again, we do remind you that your financial gift offerings are necessary to keep this program on the air. So if you'd like to see this program continue each week over the station, then send along your gift offerings today made payable to St. Michael's World Apostolate. And again, we do remind you that your donation is tax deductible. Address your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. We also invite you to visit us at www.smwa.org. We return now to our guests, Dr. Manuel and Grace Fernandez, to get the conclusion of their testimony.
And Dr. Manny, now, of course, as a physician, you've sacrificed some good jobs because of your faith. You've taken some big hits. Can you enlarge on that a little bit?
Yes, after, you know, I encountered this experience with Bayside, I would call, my faith revived, and I became more mature, and I dig in the Catholic faith more in a traditional way. And then what happened is I became a defensor of my faith and trying to help my other people that I thought that they were in trouble or they were in error, in order to help them obtain, you know, the same happiness that I did.
How did that get you in trouble, Doctor?
In my practice, for example, I encounter many patients, for example, women patients that they were choosing abortion in the solution of their problems. And I counseling them against that in a very kindly way. And many of them, the majority of them, they receive with gratefulness. But then others, they report me, and the women's, husband or the boyfriend, they report me, and I encountered a lot of problems and persecution, and I lost good jobs with good, very juicy salaries.
How many jobs? It seems through the 17 years, it seems so often when I spoke with you, Doctor and Grace, it seems like you were losing jobs regularly.
About three or four good jobs. But I had the satisfaction that many of these women, they back down and they decide to don't go through the abortion. That's why I thought that I did my job well.
And you're ably assisted by your devoted wife, Grace?
Yes, we were together. It's a great experience. We had been married for 19 years, and the first 15 years, I was like a housewife only. But now that I'm working with him, I feel very good, because it's a new field for me, from city planning to medicine. I never thought that I could do it, but of course I'm the manager of the office, and I learn a lot. He helped me, and this continually helping each other have gave off a new avenue on our relationship as a couple.
It must be really wonderful to have such a Catholic Christian environment, and a doctor and his assistant who's inclined to towards life and healing, rather than death and destruction and mayhem, which so many of these offices are today.
It's very interesting. Manny has his consult, and then a few feet away is my office. So when he finished with the patient as a doctor, he says, go to Grace space, because she has something to give you there. So there, many people has a lot of problems, and they wanted to be heard. So I gave them a scapular, rosaries, rose petals, everything. This lady that came for the first time.
So you're evangelizing on the job.
Yes, and if you go to my office, we have pictures. And we have pictures of San Michael, the Divine Mercy, Our Lady of the Roses, the Miraculous Medal, everybody. It's a complete sanctuary there. And this lady, I gave her a rose petal, and suddenly she says, "Oh my goodness, it smells roses." She didn't know what I was giving to her. She saw a card. She didn't know that it was a rose petal. And then she says, "I'm smelling roses, I'm smelling roses." And it was grateful for her. She is a diabetic, a very, very, very strong diabetic. And she says that since I gave her the rose petal, she start feeling better. And many problems that she has with her health were solved. So that's why she came here. She says, "I have to give thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. I didn't know it, but since you talked me about Our Lady of the Roses, I start receiving graces from her."
Your medical practice, Dr. Manny, now, are you quite open with living and practicing and witnessing to your faith? How is your business doing?
As a matter of fact, I'm very grateful to our Lord because every year my business is growing very good. For the first time in my life, I think I'm doing much better than ever.
Well, God, you're not only you're a doctor slash apostle of the latter days, you and your wife, and God bless you. It's really a wonderful story. And your final comments, Dr. Manny.
The graces that that anybody will receive here, the Mother of God is the one that will make them feel so close to Jesus and to the salvation that I feel that my life has been changed from a very lukewarm Catholic to a more traditional, a more strong Catholic, a more happy one. And I wish anybody, a Catholic or non-Catholic, that have the opportunity to come and at least experiment this place and then judge by themselves.
It's a good diagnosis, Doctor.
Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. You're a wonderful couple. And we do wish you a safe and blessed journey back to Miami, Florida. God bless you.
Thank you, Mike. Very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Manny and Grace. And that was Dr. Manuel Fernandez and his wife speaking with our President Michael Mangan. We would invite you to write for the free information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That's St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That website again, www.smwa.org. Please join with us next week as we continue with this beautiful message of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside.